Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. Two male suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of 17-year-old Ethan Aruda. Mr. Aruda died after he sustained a stab wound to the chest. He had reportedly attended a party at a residence in Devonshire Bay Road, Devonshire, where approximately 100 people were gathered. The Bermuda Police Service wishes to thank those members of the public who have so far come forward and provided information to assist with the investigation into the circumstances surrounding the death of Mr. Aruda. However, they say, as stated, there were around 100 people at the party Mr. Aruda reportedly attended, and they continue to appeal for anyone with information to get in contact with Detective Inspector Clifford Roberts by calling 717-0590. They are also encouraging, once again, anyone who may have in their possession recorded video or any other images from the party to please get in contact with them. If you are more comfortable doing so, they also urge you to call the independent and confidential Crime Stoppers number at 800-8477. Or you could also use the BPS community reporting portal at portal.police.bm. You may also share the information with a police officer whom you know. Furthermore, the island continues to grieve the death of 17-year-old Ethan Aruda. The Minister of National Security, Michael Weeks, expressed his sorrows for the heartbreaking loss and presses for those who witnessed to come forward. He says, "I strongly urge all witnesses or anyone with information related to this tragic incident to come forward and assist the Bermuda Police Service with their investigation. You can call the anonymous Crime Stoppers line at 800-8477 to provide information about this heinous incident." And meanwhile, G.R. Fiala of the One Bermuda Alliance said in a statement, quote, "The senseless killing of 17-year-old Ethan Aruda in the Devonshire Bay area on Sunday morning is another tragedy that yet another local family must endure. As a father of two young children, I imagine daily what this young man's family is now suffering, and my heart breaks for them as it does for every mother and father whose child's life has been cut short. Antisocial behavior and violence are a plague on our streets. That there is such callous disregard for human life, as we have seen repeatedly this past year, especially in our youth, is even more tragic when you think of the various publicly funded programs that are supposed to be tackling the issue of youth violence. We should not have to live like this. Our children should be able to gather and have fun without the risk of never having a good time again. I call on the Minister of National Security to detail his plan to address this issue once and for all, because it only seems to be getting worse. Bermudians are tired of feeling unsafe in their own communities. Our children shouldn't have to pay the price for weak leadership on this issue." Moreover, the Marketplace and Supermart announced a merger that will unite two of Bermuda's most recognized grocery retailers. A spokesperson added that the merger will create approximately 40 new positions across various operations over the next 3 to 6 months, and both stores will continue to operate independently. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.